Everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is the first quick hit of Summer Tour 2017. I'm here with Matt. What's up, man?
Hello, hello. How's it
going? It's going great. We're back with Summer Tour, which is super fun. And Matt and I are busy planning our New York trip and the live show we're planning on the 29th at American Beauty before the Fish show. So that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah, looking forward to doing it in person and hopefully meeting a lot of the people that have been sending us awesome feedback over Twitter and email and other places too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll put another link just to the RSVP page in case people are interested in coming to see us and meet us in person. So Matt, last night, first night of tour, what were your thoughts? What's your overall sort of takeaway?
I thought it was great. I thought particularly for a tour opener, it was a strong show. You know, we got some new songs, we got some jams, we got a couple of surprises, not necessarily sticking to the first show of the tour formula that's happened a lot lately. So that was pretty cool. I know, like, we usually like to talk to some folks that are there. I think a lot of people in Chicago were sleeping in or something today and not available. I streamed the show last night over the Mixlr stream for the first set, and then there was a pretty good Periscope for set two that I managed to catch. RJ, did you check it out in real time or listen just today?
Yeah, I got the Periscope for part of the second set. I didn't see a ton of it, but I liked what I saw, and I think I went to bed and passed out during my friend, but yeah, it was cool to see, and the new light rig I think is an improvement. People who were there seem to really like it. We should post a pic maybe with this episode with the picture of the new light rig, because it seems like they're kind of back to basics in terms of like effects, but it's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, and I liked it. I mean, I was not a huge fan of the LED panels last year. I appreciate that Kuroda wanted to do something different, and that he was kind of feeling like a lot of the jam band lighting guys were starting to copy him and look a lot like him. But I sort of felt like maybe there was a way that he could make it, you know, keep it fresh, do something new that people hadn't really seen from him, with having to go to the extreme of adding all this video in and everything like that. I thought that the idea of if you haven't heard or seen any videos or anything, that the whole lighting rig moves, like all of these little pieces can kind of change shape. But it's kind of cool, because unlike a lot of big pop shows and different shows today where you have like big pieces moving around and doing these big dramatic things, it's actually very subtle, and it almost looks like the lighting rig is like malleable and kind of can be bent different ways. So the few YouTube videos that I saw made it look pretty cool, and like you said, it seems like it's getting rave reviews from the folks that were actually there last night.
Yeah, it's awesome. It makes a huge difference, obviously, when you're there. I listened to the show twice this morning because I was out pushing my kids around and walking with Miles to the coffee shop and back, and Miles was back singing Blaze On like last summer, which is always fun. I liked the I mean, that, you know, I think the jam of the show, I think, was the Everything's Right, which we heard that song from Tab, but not obviously from Fish yet, and really, really interesting jam on there. I think we're going to play a little bit of that, but I was pretty impressed by that, you know, fourth or fifth song, right after a pretty good and long Wolfman's, and then an acapella, and then into this Everything's Right jam. I just thought that was pretty strong opener, first set.
Yeah, and it was cool to get a jam on it, not only a new song in the first set of the tour, but also a jam on that new song. They did kind of do one of the sort of utility belt first set of tour, let's ease into a jam songs tends to be Wolfman. So definitely, they got that out of the way. And at that point I was thinking like, oh, okay, probably pretty typical first set of the tour stuff. But yeah, there's that back-to-back in the good old summertime and Everything's Right. We're were pretty awesome. Definitely the loving the Everything's Right jam.
Yeah, and then the second set, they started off with a pretty solid No Men in No Man's Land, which is a great, great second set opener. And then a lot of segues in the second set, Fuego, My Friend, Pet Cat, and then there's that sort of Pet Cat Golden Age sandwich, which was also pretty interesting and I think unique for a especially first show out of the gate. So they sound pretty well practiced and pretty cohesive at this point, don't you think?
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, in the second set, you mentioned segues, but there was also a lot of kind of self-referential stuff, you know, going back into Your Pet Cat at the end of Golden Age. Harry Hood had the What's the Use tease, kind of started to bring that a little full circle. So it's a good sign, I think, when they're doing that kind of stuff right away, you know, first show of the tour. Sometimes you have to wait 3, 4, 5 shows before you get that stuff that tells you that they're feeling pretty good, and we've got it right out of the gate. So I guess it looks like it, you know, they're as excited about this tour as a lot of people are.
Yeah, and we should say that What's the Use opener was pretty unique opener, first set opener. I think that was maybe the first time that's ever been played as an opener. So that's pretty cool. So Matt, what, anything else before we leave people with a little bit of that jam from Everything's Right last night?
The only thing I'll add, and we'll see if this continues with any other new songs that that we hear, which first off, I guess maybe the new songs might have been a surprise, because I don't know about you, but I didn't necessarily expect any new material coming on this tour. They put out a new album last year, and you tend to see a cycle where maybe they're going to, you know, play off of that stuff a little bit more the year after. But very cool that they're getting into some new material right away. And then I think it's interesting to see like how much the times are shaping everything, including Fish, because there seemed to be a theme in the songs, the new songs last night, of, you know, kind of in the vein of More, but Everything's Right and Love Is What We Are, and even Leaves, of kind of, you know, comforting and holding your head up and trying to, you know, keep the ship right in these rocky times. So kind of, you know, interesting to see the band, who, you know, hasn't traditionally commented on the present, even, you know, kind of succumbing to what a lot of music is doing these days and trying to address modern events. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Maybe we're hearing this new material because they're just so inspired to write and to get it out there.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a really good point. I had my kind of crackpot theory about the New Year's Eve gag with Petrichor in the rain and the black outfits into that, you know, horns, Susie craziness of 2017, which I thought was like a little bit of a nod to let's get this year over with. And Trey even said during that New Year's gag, remember, he said like, can't get this year over soon enough or something like that.
Yeah, but that was like, yeah, exactly,
kind of the only thing that they've really even said. There's a little bit of discussion on Twitter, not surprisingly, today about those new songs, and you know, it's cheesy, dad rock, etc. But you know, I know that Tom and Trey had just written a couple of those recently, and I think it's cool to hear their perspective on, you know, just where they think the world is and life is. It's a little bit more, just like Blaze On and No Men, it's from the perspective of people who are a little bit older, who have a little bit more perspective, and who have a little bit of a different kind of view on the world, you know, and life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, Trey made a comment a few years ago when they were coming back from the breakup at Hampton about looking back at a lot of the bands that played, the big bands that played in the era of World War II, and how they were of service to the people, because they could let people, whether they were in the army or just kind of fearing the world outside, come and dance their cares away for a couple of hours and sort of get it out of their system. And that's the way that he felt that Fish could kind of be of service to all of us, which we definitely take advantage of. So maybe that's a good thought for us to go with this summer. If the world outside is a little scary, we're going to have, you know, this little tour and 13 nights inside an MSG to kind of help everybody forget about that and feel good about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really interesting you say that, because I think people seem even more in need of this, you know, new music and getting out there on tour, because it is a place where you can go and forget the outside world, like we saw in the survey. So many people said that it's just such a great escape, and that it represents, you know, joy and everything else. So I'm committed to taking that perspective for this tour, Matt, if you are.
I'm in.
Perfect.
Positivity tour 2017.
Positivity tour. And on that note, we know that everything's right. So let's play some of that jam. Really fun stuff. And we'll be back tomorrow with someone else to help us break down Night 2 of Chicago.
Yeah, and hit us up on Twitter, on email, on Facebook if you'd like to be on one of these quick hits. We've had some folks reach out because they're going to be at some Baker's Dozen shows, but even the next two nights in Chicago and anything that you're hitting, I think we'll probably need some folks to report in on Dayton and Pittsburgh. So let us know because we want to hear from folks on the front line and not just dads like us who can't be on tour and are doing the first part of it from the couch.
And there's nothing more unique than the perspective of a dude listening to the show at 6 a.m. with a couple babies or passing out halfway through the second set.
We're giving you the fresh perspective.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Thanks, Matt. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. It's pretty exciting. Summer tour. Enjoy. This crazy world I know. It turns, and the long night's over, and the sun's coming up. This world, this crazy world I know. It turns, and the long night's over, and the sun's coming up.